Everybody doing all right today? You know, I woke up and a few things were going on. I was fine this morning, and then I kind of felt a little bit dizzy, and then I just ate something, and that eventually went away, and then I had like a little bit of a headache. The past 2 days, I haven't really slept a whole lot, but I feel incredible. I feel better than I've ever felt before. Amen. And that ain't no lie. All right. The word today is coming out of 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2. Are y'all ready? This is, Paul wrote a lot of letters. And the letters are contained in the scriptures that we read. Paul is responsible for writing a great deal of the Bible. He wrote letters to churches, but this letter that we're reading today is to Timothy, specifically. It says, starting at verse 2, "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son." And I'm reading out of the King James. It's easy to follow, whatever version you got. "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." Okay, now skip on over a few verses to verse 5. "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." I got to thinking about gifts. Not the title, but just thinking about gifts. And most of us like to receive gifts. Okay, who doesn't? Even if you don't particularly like the gift, you still like to receive gifts. You say it's the thought that counts, right? The thing about a gift, let me have a prop. A dollar. The thing about a gift is that you don't necessarily have to take it. Because it's a gift, but just because I can, and just keep your hands where they are, I can do this all day long. I can get it real close to you, and there is no guarantee that you have to take it. If you don't feel like accepting it, or if you're not in the mood, then you don't have to take it. I can even set it next to you and go away. It still doesn't matter. Once I give it to you, it's gone, but you don't have to take it. Now, there's a thing that I wasn't really aware of until maybe 10 years ago. I think it's relatively a new principle. It's something that, you know, in all of our human wisdom, we have come up with. And it's called re-gifting. So, if you're not familiar with it, how it works is somebody gives you something that either you have no need for or you don't particularly like. It's not your style. It's not your color. It's not your flavor. And in order to not hurt that person's feelings, you'll say, oh, awesome, like, this is just what I needed. Knowing that it's really not what you wanted or needed. So what people do is they say thank you, accept the gift, and then they keep it, don't unwrap it, and then they think of someone next year that may be able to use it. So then you wrap it back up. I mean, the packaging hasn't been touched. It's brand new. You didn't like it. You didn't use it. And then you give it to somebody else. So if you've ever, out of the goodness of your heart, blessed my parents with gifts, and you see me wearing it, you know what happened. Hello. Keep on giving. Thank you. This says, and I like how this letter is addressed specifically to Timothy. With where we are as a body in Christ, there are certain things that we can talk about because I know you understand. Look at what Timothy says, and he kind of explains why he's about to get into something a bit more weighty. When you talk about the Spirit, that's more weighty than things like, oh, accept salvation or love one another. I'm not saying that those things are important. But when you talk about the Spirit of God and it's something that you really can't see, it's something that a lot of people don't feel necessarily, even though they may go to church more than you or read more than you. But when you talk about the Spirit and people can't physically touch or taste or feel him, that's where there's some division there. But Paul said, look at what he said verse 5. Stay in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He can talk to Timothy on that level. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. What he's saying is, look, man, Tim, I know you know what time it is, because your grandmama had you in church, your mama had you in church, and this ain't new. Then he says in 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. The gift of God, and it goes on into verse 7, is the Holy Spirit. Paul laid hands on Timothy. And see, grandma can bring you up in church. Mama can bring you up in church and in the faith and teach you how to love Christ. Somebody can lay hands on you and you can receive the free gift, but that doesn't mean that you're using it. Amen. Now, with all of this background, Timothy has the knowledge, and it says even he has unfeigned faith. He's a believer. Paul had to remind him that, hey, man, remember back when I laid hands on you and you received the Spirit? Yes. Man, I want to remind you and constantly remind you to stir up the gift of God with the Holy Spirit. And what does that even stir up the gift? Stir up the gift. The title today is Power. Look at verse 7. Stay right where you are. Just move down a verse. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, those power, love, and a sound mind, those aren't three separate things. See, the spirit that God gives you is one spirit, his Holy Spirit. But what it does is when you stir it up, it produces power. It produces love. It produces sound decision making and a sound mind. And again, bear in mind, he said this is a gift, meaning that you can either accept, you can reject, you can hold on. See, I can give you a gift and you can never unwrap it. You can carry it around with you everywhere you go and never unwrap it. Paul said, Tim, I don't want you to just carry this thing around in your body anymore. I want you to unwrap it. I want you to stir it up. I want you to access it. And I'm going to keep reminding you about it. I thought about a few people in the Bible. And if you want a title, Power and Sabotage. Power and Sabotage. Now, it says that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Very simple pronouns in there. He gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. He's talking to us, which is very important. But it also is very important. It's a gift. See, y'all remember when God sent the lion spirit and then it put a false word in all of the prophets? The thing about that is they embraced that spirit. Something weird happened after he did it. After he sent that lion spirit, something really odd happened. The prophets started lying. They embraced that thing wholeheartedly and got to lying and lying and lying and just messed everything up. But of course it was all in God's plan. But now that we have this free gift of the Spirit, we ought to embrace that. If they can embrace a lion spirit, how much more so we embrace the Spirit of God and not just carry it around, but use it. Now I thought about, again, the word sabotage. When you read about some characters in the Bible, say Samson, for instance, the thing about, and y'all know the story, it's one that we learned when we were children. Samson was very trusting of Delilah, and he loved her. And you know the story. He eventually yielded and told her that the secret of my strength is in my hair. And of course, she cut his hair. And he was weak, and he got ambushed, and captured, and jailed, and shackled, whatever. But you know what, though? He sabotaged himself. See, it's a difference between being overpowered and letting someone deceive you. Samson was never overpowered. Adam was not overpowered. See, when God gives you something, and he said it's a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, that's it. The only thing that's, but it's a gift. Guess what else you can do with a gift? You can re-gift it. You can give it away. But you, and only you, can give it away. Samson, again, was not overpowered. Adam was not overpowered. They gave away their power. Self-sabotage. See, when you take this verse and you read it and you, oh God, I get it. That's what, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm filled with the Spirit. Yes, I embrace the power, the love, and the sound mind that is a byproduct of the Holy Spirit. The only thing that you can do, see, you can't be overpowered, but you can sabotage yourself and give away your power. There are all of these things and people whether it be Satan, whether it be a Delilah or whatever, you got to understand that the only thing that can happen is either you triumph or you decide to re-gift and give the power to Samson gave away his power to Delilah. Adam gave his power. He gave his power away to Satan. Self-sabotage. Nobody can take it from you. Nobody can steal the power from you. You can only give it away. The word says Satan comes to do three things, and everybody knows those three things: steal, to kill, and destroy. But notice it never says he has come to overpower you. Do you know why? Because he can't. See, that's your decision. You know, when you have a situation come up, and remember how I talked about seeing things the right way, and what you see as a situation is really an open door to get you somewhere else? That's a choice. Even being happy is a choice. Do you know that? And this is, I'm not going to go way off into the woods here, but do you know that when you smile, that it's a signal to your brain to release certain chemicals in your head? And when you stand certain ways, they did a study at Harvard, and those studies have been done at several universities, but if you stand a certain way, they're called, and you can look it up on your own time, they're called power poses. But if you stand like this and breathe deeply for 2 minutes, your whole chemistry changes. Chemicals are released in you that promote triumph. They promote confidence. Basically, it's almost impossible to stand like this for 2 minutes and then go off and feel defeated or feel hopeless or feel depressed. And you always think that, oh, it has to emanate from the outside. But no, when you smile, I don't care if you're angry. If you smile, science proves that the endorphins will be released regardless of whether you really mean to be happy or not. Eventually, you will. Yeah, God set all of this stuff into motion. We didn't put the chemicals there. We don't know cortisol from endorphins, from testosterone. We don't know. We didn't put this stuff there. He did. And I'm not going to be before you long, and I know that's odd, and that's out of character. But God just wants to say, as he said to me, and he's saying to you, don't give away your power. Be careful of the things that come and the people that come to deceive you, because they're not going to take anything from you. You're going to give it to them. Wow. If you are feeling defeated, it's because you made the decision to give away the power. It's not that you don't have the spirit. You decided not to open the box. You decided not to stir it up. You just decided to carry it with you wherever you go, but you decided to forget about it, whether you put it in a closet, whether you tucked it away. But the beautiful thing is, God, once you give a gift, you don't take it back. So you can always do an inventory and reevaluate what's going on and say, you know what? All right, I know right now I don't feel great about this situation. I know that I've been speaking some very negative things out of my mouth about this situation. I know that I've suffered some bouts with mild depression. But if you go back, I guarantee you can pinpoint when did you give away the power that God has already made available to you? Who tricked you? And that's the, what do you believe? Who told you? Where did the message come from? And why did you believe it? And it's just really that simple. Why? Where was the moment that you gave up? Where was the moment that you decided that you had enough? What happened when you threw in the towel? What story did you believe that made you want to throw in a towel, that put you into a mild depression? Because I just read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, and that's a different story than the one that you believed, and that's the one that made you give up, or that's the one that made you feel hopeless. Number one, God never gives a gift and takes it back, you know. Number two, the story that I read to you never changes. So the gift is there. It's up to you to receive it and to access it. And then his story never changes. That's one thing they say, that, oh, God never changes. But the beauty of that is that you always have a ground to stand on, that you always have a defense. When he said, I gave you power, love, and a sound mind, you don't have to worry about, man, maybe next month that might not be the case. See, if I tell you something today, next month it might not be the case. Oh, well, you know, I tried. But when God tells you something, that's always the case. Be careful what you let in. He said it's the little foxes that spoil it. And it's not that you don't have the victory. It's not that you don't have the power, but you got to be careful where you allocate your resources. See, I can steal your dollar if you let me. But what Satan tries to do is he takes something that's very precious and then he devalues it so that you don't really care about it anymore. Wow. You can have $10, and I want that $10. Now, I can't overpower you to take it, but I can say, can I get $10? Nah, you know, that's my bill money. Like, come on, man, really, $10? Oh, man, I need that. If I don't, I'm going Monday to pay that bill. Look, you get paid Friday. You'll get the money back. Look, I'm going to get it right. What's $10? We spent $20 on lunch. What's $10? Let me hold the $10. Stop playing. It's just $10. Your check is way more than $10, and you get paid See, now she has devalued the gift. Oh, you know, don't, it's just, come on, it's just an apple. Come on, Eve, Adam, don't trip. It's an apple. It's a tree. And it's not even that, oh, God said that we, really? God said that? Did he really? Come on. Come on. Now, is the word of God really that precious? Like, is it, do you really have to go by every, you got to cross every T and dot every, come on now, you believe that? Come on, come on. He just doesn't want you to be like him. You're going to know something new if you buy. See, the word of God is precious. The Holy Spirit is precious. But everything is designed to make you devalue it. They're not overpowering you. They're just fooling you into believing that it's really not that serious. You can't do this thing. Oh, it's okay to be a little depressed. All of us are. Oh, we all got bill trouble. Don't worry about it, man. Look, it'll pass. It's okay. What's the worst that can happen? I know you got a lot going on. I know you do. It's okay. You can. We all succumb to the pressure. It's okay. It's cool. If I keep telling you that, you'll believe it. You'll believe it. And the victory that you oh so desire will be devalued. And you, it's okay. I'll get them tomorrow. I'll get them next time. I tried. believe the story. It's not up anymore, but believe the story. Believe the right story. Believe that God is who he says that he is. Believe that he did what he did. Believe that he gave you what he gave you. Believe that once you receive the Spirit, see, it came with some stuff. Power, love, and a sound mind. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do this. Even if you gotta just take a second and step back. I don't care what's going on. I've been doing this stuff for years, and I never knew that it was like there was some scientific research behind it. But you know, I'd go to work early and just walk around before anybody got there. I wouldn't even turn the lights on. I wouldn't turn the radio on. My boss would complain, man, you got to turn the music on. Nope. I would just get up and walk around. And I'd walk around every desk. Then I'd go out into the lot. And I'd just stand up straight and breathe. And I couldn't help but to be ready for the day. I couldn't help but to win. I couldn't help but to be encouraged. I couldn't help but to be confident. Lord,